You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to NFL Total Access, The Locker Room. I'm Michael Robinson alongside Jeezy. What's up, big dog?
Hey, buddy. I am ready for a great pod, Mike Rob, as they might say. I mean, I'm just, that's what the script says, and I am ready for a great pod, Mike. You know, we do these opens, and they're loosely scripted, and we love to give our guy Tom Self some crap about how it's written. But you know what? The man takes the time to write it. The least I could do is read the words, Mike Rob.
There you go. And you read them, man. It's all good, dog. But this week, we got a three-time Pro Bowl running back. You know, I like the runners, right? And a man who doesn't even need a full name, just three letters and a number. CJ2K is with us. And guys, you don't want to miss it. He's probably the only person you're going to hear from that's actually raced a cheetah. Now, I'm not talking about Tyreek Hill. I'm not talking about a nickname for a car. He raced the actual animal, a cheetah.
And you talked about CJ2K. We talked to him about where that nickname came from, because I didn't remember. Would you believe, Mike Rob, it was us? Well, not me and you, us, but listen in. He'll explain.
We have one of the top running backs of his generation, one of my favorite all-time great backs in history, and he played during my time in the league, Jeezy. Chris CJ2K Johnson. Welcome to the podcast, big dog.
What's happening, man? Glad to be here, man.
Yeah, man. We're glad to have you. Now, look, now the price of admission to the Total Access podcast, the locker room, right, is a locker room story. Now, not one of those, you know, those weak locker room stories that we would tell on TV, man. We peeled the curtain back here on the podcast. Yeah. Now it's time for you to bless us with your locker room story, big dog.
Locker room story. I think one of my best ones that happened to me, man, I think I was either a rookie or my second year. So, you know, we used to try to get to practice. You know, we used to be late sometimes. So, you know, you had the mornings where you got to go over on the shoulder, you ride the whole thing down, you putting that jump in the car, running up for team meeting. So I used to be late a couple of times. One time it happened, I parked in the GM in his spot in the front. Wow. Yeah, so they like, whoever parking it, y'all gotta stop parking in the front. This, that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Come around again, I'm late again. I'm pulling up. I park in the same spot. Park in the same spot, random mean this and that, go throughout my day. So it's time to leave at the end of the day. I walk to the parking lot. I honestly forgot I parked in his spot. So I go to where the players lot at.
Yeah.
So in Tennessee, they got the players lot, and then right in front of the building where you can come through the door and be right there at the meeting, that's where the coaches and GMs, all them part right there. So I went to the players a lot. I'm like, oh, damn, I can't hear. I'm like, oh, damn. Oh, I parked in the front. I was late today. So go to the front, to the spot. Makai ain't there. I'm like, man, what's going on? So I go back. I go in the front to security. I'm like, man, what Makai was? Security like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm through the building. Like, I'm through the building trying to figure out what Makai at. You know what I'm saying? I know ain't nobody just come up here and steal Makai from the facility.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So I'm just, I'm probably at work like an extra 30 minutes going around trying to find Makai. So Jeff Fisher end up coming out of his office. He like, yeah, we told you about parking in the spot and stuff like that. So they played a big joke on me. They had then got my keys out my locker and moved my car like into, you know, in the bubble. They got a little heavy. Man, yeah. They had my car inside the bubble, man.
Oh my goodness, dog. Like, oh my
God. They taught me a lesson though. I ain't parked there no more. But
so
yeah.
you ain't think about going up to the GM office? Like, hold up, man. Maybe he got that thing moved from me. You ain't think about going up there?
No, I ain't think about it. I'm like, man, where possibly can my car be? Like, I know I ain't leave my keys in the car, no nothing. So, you know, the equipment guys, they was in on it and all that stuff like that. So at the end of the day, sure, it was funny.
Are we talking Floyd Reese? Is that who the GM was back then?
It wasn't Floyd Reese. It was I think Reinfeld at the time.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
Reinfeld was there at the time. Yeah.
All right. So all you youngins out there, you know, if you get the player of the week spot, a lot of places have the player of the week spot that lets you park right there. But if not, no. Don't go parking up front. Parking
do that. Don't do that.
Mike Robb introduced you, Chris, as CJ2K, your longtime nickname, which you earned in 2009. You led the NFL 2006 rushing yards, set the all-time single-season scrimmage record with 2,509 yards, 2,509 yards. Did anybody, like, you know, you think back to that season, you got to think coming into the game, all right, we're going to try to limit what Chris Johnson does. Mm. I mean, I'm sure they were trying. Why couldn't they? Why was that season just so off the charts for you?
Man, they was trying, but, man, you know, I had a great – offensive line. Then not only that, if you go look at that season highlights alone, you will see how well my receivers was blocking down
yes, they
the
were.
Field. Down mm-hmm. the field. And then my fullback, Amaya Hall, man, like he used to be getting to it. That's my boy, man. Then, you know, Heimerdinger, man, you know, RIP to him, but man, that guy, I never seen nobody put plays together, put just a whole offensive scheme together. And also, not just having these plays in your playbook, being an offensive coordinator, what people don't understand is you have to know when to call it. You have to set it up. Like, it's chess. It ain't checkers. So, like, it's chess, you know what I'm saying? So you're going back and forth with other defense coordinators. So you got to know when to call these plays and when to do it. So all that, man, it's just we was just clicking, man. It was clicking.
CJ, so – you know, I block for beast mode, big dog. We've talked about this before. And, you know, there were times on the sideline where beast mode, he would have 150 yards, something like that. And he was like, man, let's let the young guys go eat. Right. And I would always tell him, dog, you can get the 2K.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, but if I ain't got to do it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do it. You feel what I'm saying? I want the young boys to eat. What was getting the 2K, was that a goal of yours that year? Was that something that you guys actively talked about? Or was it something where, like, you got to, like, 1,500 yards and you looked at what you had left and was like, oh, shit, I can get this now?
Man, that definitely – it was a goal of mine. But it was a goal of mine. But honestly, I think it was something that, like, I went in the offseason like, man, I'm working hard for this 2001. It was something I threw out there. Because I always been the type of player, like, I like to set my goals so high that even if I don't get them, like, I still had a great season. So I'm like, man, I'm going to run for 2,000 yards this year. You know what I'm saying? And then just crazy, like, it just started happening. Like, for real, like, because even me coming into the league and around that era and stuff like that, like, it wasn't really known for guys to go for 2,000 yards. That was back then. Like, you know, back in those running backs, they averaging 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 a year. And it was a running, back lead. Like we ran the ball, ran the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I just threw it out there. That's something I threw out there. And it started to happen, man.
One more follow-up to that. So, you know, we've all, you know, Jeezy, you ain't been in the team, you know, offensive team meeting room, but it's okay. You was there with me in my soul, okay? But yeah, we've been in offensive team meeting rooms, and I've been in those, you know, before games. And the OC is like pumping us up, like, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Was it ever to talk about, yeah, we're going to run the hell out of the football. CJ, we got the best back in the league. Like, was the talk like that around the whole building?
It definitely was like that. That was the talk. We knew where our offense ran through. It ran through the running back. We know had a good offensive line. We know we on. Our philosophy for winning games at that time was we going to run the ball and we going to play great defense. So we knew what it was. So when we used to go into games, defenses knew we was going to run the ball. Even before that year, my first year, me and Lindell White, I had 1,200, almost 1,300. He had almost 900 yards. So they knew we was going to run the ball. So they knew what our formula was. So it wasn't like we weren't surprising nobody. Like, they knew we was going to run the ball, and they just had to stop it.
You ran the ball. You caught the ball. That all-purpose – well, it's yards from scrimmage, because all-purpose brings in return yards. It's a whole different thing. But yards from scrimmage, you are the leader, 2509. Marshall Faulk, 2429. Christian McCaffrey, 2392. Somebody's going to challenge you at some point, maybe even catch you. But the thing is, they're going to have a 17th game to do it, right? So if and when that occurs – your thoughts on, hey, I did it in 16, they're doing it in 17. I mean, do they have to put an asterisk next to whoever comes and challenges you and maybe catches you?
You can say that, but it is what it is. They can say the same thing about my 2,000-yard season. OJ did it in 14 games. You know what I'm saying? We got two extra games. So no matter what, even if they do break it in 17 games, they still had a great season. They still had a great season, so it is what it is, man. You know, records may be broke. Only thing you can go off, like, it was 2009, I think it's been, what, like 11 years? I
didn't have it. It's 12, yeah, 12 and counting right now. Hey, and I'll tell you what, whoever gets, they won't have the nickname, CJ2K. Do you remember when that originated, how it originated, what you thought when you first heard it?
Yeah, that's crazy. What Rob was saying, I was – so as the year was going on and the yards was adding up and stuff, you know, sure, I knew I was having a good year. But it still went like, oh, damn, I'm going for 2,000 yards. I'm sitting at home watching NFL Network, and it just popped up at the bottom of the screen. Like, I forgot who said it. I don't remember who said it, but they said CJ2K. And the thing popped up at the bottom of the screen, CJ2K, with the ticker thing, like, you know, counting down as far as my yards. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, CJ2K, that's crazy. even when they said that, like, I never even started, like, calling myself that. I didn't start that until after that offseason. Like, I never even started calling myself that. When people used to see me, they just started calling me 2K, CJ2K or 2K, and it just went from there.
Yeah, that was an awesome nickname. And like I said, man, the speed, the power, how you ran with the football, man. Is, you know, I love looking at running backs, and you was one of the guys played when I played, and you was definitely one of the guys that we looked at. Now I'm gonna take it to you to the Tennessee Titans, right? Bring it up to speed, right? You said a week ago that the Titans are still the team to beat, even without King Henry, right?
Right. Right.
Now we saw him take care of the Rams. You saw him take care of the Saints without King Henry. And they're still the top seed in the AFC, right? So it's hard to argue with your assessment of the Tennessee Titans. But what makes you think that they can stay the top of the AFC without King Henry? Because, I mean, you got the Bills, you got KC that got right this past week. There's a lot of contenders out there in the AFC. What makes you think that the Titans are this year's top seed in the AFC?
I think that because I think, what is, 5 games left? No, 5?
No, a little bit more than that.
6 games. Yeah. Six games. Out of the 6 games, we got played the Houston twice.
Okay.
Jacksonville once. Who else do we got? Well, out of those 6 games, we got 3. Houston twice.
Yeah, Houston. You got Jacksonville, Houston twice, Miami. Patriots is a tough one. Steelers, 49ers. I think that's all of them right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
49ers looked good last night, I ain't gonna lie. But if we at least four out of those last games, ain't no way we ain't gonna finish at the top. If we go in four of them.
So you riding with Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill can throw y'all to a championship. But, you know, I'm a Ryan Tannehill hater. I'm going to just call it out. I'll be thinking that you can consistently win with him just dropping back and throwing the football. I think the running game has to be there. You're a believer in Ryan.
Man, honestly, I think the running game going to have to step up. Be real with you. I ain't going to sit there and say Ryan got to drop back and throw it 50 times, then we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
So the running game got to step up, and the defense have to continue to play how we've been playing. But I think Ryan Tannehill can win us at least four of these last games.
Okay. I'm feeling that.
And that might be plenty. Now,
we can beat Miami, we can beat Houston twice, and we can beat Jacksonville.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you talk to Derrick Henry? Is that one of your buddies? You talk to him?
I talk to Derrick.
Well, my understanding is they get to the playoffs and possibility he comes back. Has he expressed any optimism to you?
I never heard too much of that injury. I'm not sure how long it's going to take. I know they say probably like 10 weeks, but we all know how it is with them injuries. And even when it is time to come back, you got to get back in football shape. You don't want to just go early and stuff. So I ain't really sure about that. But if he is, I kind of had one of the same scenarios when I went to Arizona. I ended up breaking my leg, and they put me on IR. They ended up putting me on IR, which I would have been able to come back way earlier. But back then you had to be at 8 games.
So
if we would have made it to the Super Bowl, I would have been able to come back and play. We lost the game before the Super Bowl. I think Cam Newton and then we lost. But if he's able to get back and we go deep in the playoffs, who knows?
So you guys got Adrian Peterson running the football. That man is old as I am, and I'm damn near 40, right? And he's out here running the football. I got two questions for you. First of all, your thoughts on AP, number one, and number two, when you saw that they may be in need for a running back, did you think about putting back on the cleats a little bit? I mean, you're not as old as AP.
No, me and AP came out the same year. We both
04. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He left his junior year. But what I think about AP now, like, shoot, for him to be able to still work out the way he work out and still be in that type of shape to go there and play, man, you know, that's amazing because we know how this game take a wear and tear on your body and stuff like that. Yeah. But for me watching the game and seeing how they're using him and that type of stuff, I could have came back and did that.
You could have came back. Okay, so what's your 40 right now? If you think you could come back with your 40 right now, if you just went outside right now.
Yeah, when right now, I'd probably run a high 4.3.
Man, get the hell out of here, Chris. Say, Jimmy, get bro. Come on, bro. I know you're an athletic freak, bro. 4.3 is fast, dog.
Bro, it's only 40 yards, bro. It's only 40 yards.
Jeezy, you hear him, bro? He's singing about a 4.3 right now off the couch. Ain't did nothing.
You think I'm going to doubt him? You think I'm going to doubt him? This is the guy that raced the cheetah one time.
I run by the 4.38.
You run about a 4.38 right now without working out, without nothing. Oh, my goodness.
Can he stretch? Is he allowed to stretch?
No, I'm talking about go walk outside and go run.
Yeah, now ask me that same question. Give me 2 months to train.
If you had 2 months to train, what would that speed be like?
I run a 4.29.
4.29. So
2 months to train.
Oh my goodness! So you need to race Tyreek Hill, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ever thought about setting something like that up?
I ain't doing that. You know what? this ain't my time right now. You gotta let them young boy have it. Now, if you say prime, and we line it up like when I was in my prime, okay, that's a different story.
I feel you, bro.
Wait a second, because you're talking about the guy they call Cheetah. Chris, you actually did race a cheetah, right? When was that? Back 2012, 2013? Tell us that story.
Maybe like 2012, 2013, something like that. Yeah,
a real animal? Or like a four-legged animal? What the hell? Cheetah. When the hell did that happen? And how'd you set that up, bro? Like, talk about that.
Well, yeah, it was National Geographic Cat Week or whatever. So, you know, my marketing guy, he hit me up. He like, yeah, they want to see if you want to race a cheetah. I'm like, shoot, come on, line it up. Come on. So out at Busch Gardens, you know, I'm from Orlando. I stay in Orlando. Yeah. So down in Tampa, Busch Gardens, that's where we filmed it at or whatever. So I went up there, you know, we lined it up, we raced. I barely lost that end, but I raced the cheetah, but it's sort of a trick to it. So instead of in order to give me a fair shot, honestly, what they did was they did like go and test the line and come back. So So when racing a cheetah, cheetahs, they can't stop on the stop of a dime. They can't stop. It take them a while to turn around or whatever. But they so fast, man. Like, so I think it was like 50, 60 yards, run down 30, touch it, and run back. He barely came and got me at the end.
That's so dope, man. That is so dope, man. So I'm gonna change it a little bit. Talk about today's backs, man. Is there a favorite running back you have out there right now? Young backs, young guys out there. I mean, you got the guy in Indy, Jonathan Taylor. Obviously, you have King Henry out there. Just talk about the young backs that you like out there right now.
Yeah. Henry, of course. Henry. Yeah. He's like, He in the league of his own right now.
Yes,
like,
he is, bro.
He in the league of his own. Him, I love Cook. Man, and Taylor, I ain't gonna lie, Taylor, he really surprised me.
Really? You didn't think he was gonna be this good this early?
I ain't think he was gonna be this good this early. And the games and the stuff that he's been able to do, man, it is crazy, man. He definitely surprised me, but I love his game though.
That's dope, man.
How about on the other side of the ball? What defender, when you look out there and you watch the game right now, would you? I don't know. Maybe you welcome the challenge, but maybe you wouldn't welcome that. Who's the guy you look at? And the guy, hey, that guy is a spectacular defender. And who was that guy for you when you were playing as well?
When I was playing, Troy Polamalu, he was just doing whatever he wanted to do back there. Him played against Ray Lewis, just, you know what I'm saying? But the guy that I've been liking to watch right now, that I got two of them. Watt from Pittsburgh.
TJ, yeah.
TJ. Yeah. And what is his name? Buda Baker.
Buddha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man,
he fly around.
He come around. And I was, it's crazy. I say that because I was there when he got drafted to Arizona his rookie year. I was there and he was behind Honey Badger.
Okay.
And, know what I'm saying? He ended up making a Pro Bowl in a special team or whatever. Know what I'm saying? He was a decent player. But then they let Honey Badger go, and I couldn't even fathom that. I couldn't understand. Like, how do you – y'all just paying Honey Badger. Like, how y'all let him go? And when I seen him play last year, I see that's why they let him go. Know what I'm saying? They bought him in there, let him learn behind Honey Badger. Let Honey Badger go because obviously they got him for cheaper. They just drafted him, and I seen how he play, how he come down here. He play with no fear at all, and it's like, okay, I see what's going on now. But I love the way he's playing ball right now.
Yeah, Buddha Baker flying around, man. He's one of the top safeties in the league. He's a sure tackler. That's what I really like about him, and he's great in coverage as well. Talking about defenders, was there ever a defender that like talked so much? You know what to you that you just like, man, I got to shut this damn dude up. I mean, because you got to think, bro, you ran for a lot of yards, so I'm sure you frustrated a lot of guys. Hey, Jeezy, we played the Titans one year when I was with the Niners, bro. I might have been his rookie year, dog, with Patrick Willis was there. He ran around Patrick. Patrick Willis is one of the fastest linebackers our league has seen. He ran around Patrick within five steps and went like 70 on us, dog. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, who was that defender that kind of got underneath your skin? You like, bro, when I get the ball, I'm going to gas it on him and let him know about it.
What's his name? He played with the Texans linebacker. Cushing. Brian Cushing, man. Me and Brian Cushing, man, we used to battle, man, every game. Talk back and forth every game. That's one dude right there that I used to hate to let make a tackle on me. But Brian Cushing, man, we had some good battles though, man.
Brian Cushing, man. You got something else, Jeezy?
Well, but when you would you do the talking? Because you didn't strike me as the guy that would do a lot of yapping. But I mean, I guess if he started, you would kind of counter it.
Yeah. I don't do no talking. I be too tired, man. I be needing my breath. All that. I don't want to be doing no talking on that, but. Brian Cushing, it was just something about him. Like, he bring it out of you. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, you could be playing against him, and the other linebacker make the tackle, and he already talking trash. Like, you need to get that. But yeah, we used to have some good battles, man. But he a real cool dude or whatever. But yeah, we used to have some real good battles.
You let your feet do the talking. And speaking of that, your 40-yard dash time held for, I can't remember how many years, John Ross, the one that finally broke it. The combine is such a long day for these kids. They got the medicals, the weigh-ins and all that, and you're waiting around all day. You're not eating. That's the other thing I hear. These guys are running on an empty stomach, and they're tired. They haven't been sleeping. They're out of their element. For you, did you run your fastest 40 the day that you ran? Was it 4.24? Did you run your fastest 40? Did you come away saying I could have run faster? And what was it that day that you just maybe 20 yards in, you're saying, hey, I'm moving right now?
Yeah, nah. I think I did. You going through all that different stuff and all that, like, you know, it's adrenaline, man. It's time to get to it. Know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. I love that. It's different. Like, everybody say you got all this different stuff going on, this and that. Man, listen, I came from East Carolina. Everybody else from these big schools, they got all these backs ranked higher than me. So I came here for a purpose. I'm ready. Like, I don't give a damn. Y'all can make us stay up 48 hours straight. When it's time to get out there and perform, I'm finna show y'all. So I was ready. No matter what they put us through, no nothing. They put you through a whole lot, but I was ready. And that was my first time running a 40-yard electronic. So I done ran a 4.18 hand time, but you know how that is when we was training for the draft, stuff like that. And actually my junior day when the scouts came out and we ran it on a little rubber track, though. I ran a 4.18. But as far as electronic, yeah, that was my fastest 4.24.
Dog, you can't just be, I ran a 4. Hey, Jeezy, you see him flexing on us, bro? That's called flexing, dog. He just flexing, yeah, my junior day. You know, I had on some sneakers. I ran a 418. You know, I won't nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? That's called flexing. Hey, CJ, bro, thank you, big dog. Thanks for coming by the show. We can't thank you enough. You can come by anytime you want. That'll do it for this week's episode of Total Access to Locker Room. For more insight with the Locker Room Point of View, check out the latest episodes every Wednesday and Friday on Apple and Spotify.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.